This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we welcome back Phil Stasek, president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance, and our guest, Christina Kashishian. She is with the Brevard ACLU. We're going to talk today about crisis at the southern border. It's the topic of their next Thursday event held on October 10th, 6:30 p.m. at the Front Street Civic Center. Phil, tell us a little bit about the Space Coast Progressive Alliance.
Thank you, Terry. The Space Coast Progressive Alliance is the voice of liberal and progressive thought here in Brevard County. We advocate for women's rights, for workers' rights, for the environment, and we look at issues that are affecting America. This issue of what's happening at the southern border is on everyone's mind. We know that our nation is made stronger by the immigrants that we have, and everybody recognizes that you have to have some sort of control for immigration. Our diversity is what makes our nation strong. And if we try to turn away people or lock their children into cages, we're doing the wrong thing. Sue, we are so lucky to have Christina from the Brevard ACLU at our event. And she'll be there with Stephanie Steen, a child therapist, Pastor Joel Tooley, who is the lead pastor at the Melbourne First Church of the Nazarene. He's also a consultant with the National Immigration Forum in Washington. We'll have Oliver Torres from the Southern Poverty Law Center, Stephanie Wall from the Florida Immigration Coalition. And these are wonderful speakers to discuss this issue. Please come. You really, really want to hear these speakers. And Christina, what is it that you'll be focusing on? What is it that moves you on this topic?
Primarily the humanitarian crisis. My father was an Armenian refugee, and my grandfather's father was killed in the Armenian genocide in Turkey. So these humanitarian issues have always unsettled me. And what we've been seeing on the southern border now for decades has continuously grown worse. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has called this humanitarian crisis one of the worst in the Western Hemisphere. The Northern Triangle of Central America has seen femicide, the homicide of females particularly, it's the highest in the world. And understandably, these women with their children are running for safety of our borders. They're not only coming to America, they're also coming to Mexico, they're going to Nicaragua, they're going to any safe place that they can find. And unfortunately, we're seeing all of these countries lower the acceptance rates of refugees and asylum seekers.
America has always been a safe haven, or seen as a safe haven for refugees. And frankly, why is it different now? Or should we continue to be a safe haven as we have been?
Well, it's economically helpful to us to be a safe haven. If you look at the economic advantage provided to the country by second-generation Americans, when refugees first come to the country, they're not as affluent. There's some struggle period. But the second generation works so hard, they end up contributing more to the U.S. economy than the children of citizens who have lived in the country for generations.
This is really, really complex. The whole idea of finding comprehensive immigration reform so that we can welcome people safely to our country. The ACLU has been working on this for a long time, and I really appreciate that. And it's going to be fantastic having you at our event.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Terry, I tell you what, this is really one of the big ones. This is an issue that affects all of us, and we see it on the news every day.
So once again, crisis at the southern border. You can find out from the experts Thursday, October 10th, 6:30 p.m. It is free and open to the public, Front Street Civic Center, 2205 Front Street in Melbourne. And if you'd like more information about this event or any other Space Coast Progressive Alliance issue, you can go to
www.scpaflorida.com.